Big Screen, Little Screen. Sponsored by Sky Show. From $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.
It's Big Screen, Little Screen. Susie's here to take us through some things on our little screen. We're going to start with Grey's Anatomy because season 16 has just dropped on Sky Show. So Susie, over to you. What is Grey's Anatomy all about?
G'day, Kat. So overall, Grey's Anatomy is about Meredith Grey. She's the daughter of a once prominent and brilliant surgeon, and Meredith is starting her medical residency at Seattle Grace, where she meets fellow residents Izzy, George, Karev, and Christina, who become friends, sometimes lovers, and family. This medical drama follows their personal and professional life at Seattle Grace and all the changes the hospital goes through over the years. Season 16 follows Meredith Grey's fight for her medical license, all whilst dealing with off and on love interest. I'm trying not to put any spoilers in there for you, Kat, just in case people haven't seen previous seasons. So I'm going to leave it there.
Let's have a quick listen to the trailer.
The 7 years you spend here as a surgical resident will be the best and worst of your life. You will be pushed to the breaking point.
Interns, grunts, nobodies, bottom of the surgical food chain.
You run labs, write orders, and you work every second night until you drop. And you don't complain.
Trauma protocols, phone list, pagers. The nurses will page you. You answer every page at a run.
Let's move, people.
So apart from it being a very intense and very stressful job in a hospital, what else can you tell me about the show without giving too much from seasons 1 to 15 away?
There have been various dramatic exits from Grey's Anatomy over the years, both in real life as well as on the show. For instance, the actor that plays George O'Malley asked to be written out of the show because he didn't like the lack of storyline for his character. And then when they did write him out, it was really quite a dramatic fashion, with no one knowing it was him until the end of the episode. It still makes me cry. Also, Katherine Heigl was released from her contract after making some comments that rubbed the creator the wrong way. Katherine removed herself from a nomination for an award after saying the writing wasn't good enough to warrant an award. Ouch.
Ouch, indeed. It's been going for 16 seasons, though, so can't be bad. What can you tell me that fans love about it?
Some fans are very appreciative of the creator's deliberate inclusion of actors of various races, the focus on female characters, as well as the inclusion of gay characters.
Well, let's move on and look at a show that's been out for a few weeks now, but it is just getting bigger and bigger. Let's talk about it. It's Squid Game on Netflix.
Yeah, this one is out now. Squid Game is the disturbing but intriguing Korean news series about a murderous tournament of children's games. That's right, children's games. A group of 456 people from all walks of life are invited to play a series of games with life-threatening consequences, all to have the chance to win a life-changing amount of money. We're talking billions. All the players are chosen because they're in massive debt in the real world and they sign away their bodily rights. They all opt in for the chance of a new life. The central game, the Squid Game, was a popular Korean children's game from the 70s and the 80s, a bit like a complicated form of tag, but this one is deadly.
And although everyone in the Squid Game is desperate for money, no one really knows quite what they have signed up for, as you can clearly hear in this trailer. Susie, how is your Korean?
Not so great, Kat.
Okay, well, no spoilers. Here she's explaining the game. And then the guy's like, what, like the game that we played as kids? And then they start playing. So, Susie, why do you think that this has become so, so popular over the last few weeks?
Well, the show became an instant hit for Netflix, who has given us other hits during the pandemic. We had Tiger King, Witcher, as well as Bridgerton, just to name a few. But Squid Game has already surpassed those shows in terms of views. So why is it so popular? Well, there are a variety of reasons, but it seems that Korean entertainment has been thriving in the last few years, especially in the USA. K-pop, Korean pop music, has a massive fan base in the US and shows no signs of shrinking. Then we've got movies like South Korean film Parasite that dominated the award shows. And now what we see with Squid Game is that Korean TV is having its day too. Why do you think it's so popular, Kat?
I think it's very well shot. I think that it's horrifying, the level that someone mysterious would go to kill people in very unique ways. And for that reason, it kind of reminds me of the Saw films. It's like Saw meets Teletubbies because of all of the really bright characters and the like kids games in there. And that juxtaposition is absolutely terrifying. One last fun fact that I've got for you though, Susie, you've probably heard this by now, but there's a scene where our main protagonist, who's a gambling addict who makes a lot of bad choices and who has sort of loan sharks after his bodily organs, he's given a business card with a phone number on it to call, which is how he lands up in Squid Game. And that number turned out to be a real Korean phone number. Have you heard this? There's actually a guy who had that number who was reporting that he was getting thousands of phone calls a day since his phone number, his actual phone number, appeared in the Netflix show. So there you go. There's my little fun fact for
that
you.
That poor guy.
He said he doesn't want to change it because it's his business number, but I think he might need to change that.
Oh, he might have to think about that. Yeah.
Yeah. So there we go. Check it out. We've got Squid Game on Netflix, and we've also had a look at Grey's Anatomy season 16 on Sky Show, out now. You can check them both out. You can also find links to a free 7-day trial on Sky Show through our website, worldradio.ch/bigscreenlittlescreen. Thanks, Susie.
Enjoy the little screen this week, Kat.
Big Screen, Little Screen, sponsored by Sky Show, from $9.90 a month with no commitment. Go to sky.ch.